Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. Well, we're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes, get ready to go to another level in your life. Because it's all about entrepreneurs. We have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, and the tools for you to be a successful entrepreneur. Well, we hope that you enjoy the show. And don't forget, invite a friend. The show is going to be awesome. And now, your host, Coach Lilisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Okay, well, we are excited to be here this morning. I'm going to open up the chat room for those of you who want to sign in that way, and we will wait for our guests to get here. We have an exciting guest coming on the show today. Good morning to this morning. It's Thursday. We welcome you to the show. And I don't know what was going on with my computer. Boy, that was crazy. But yes, but while we wait for our guest to get here, Miss Ebony Archer, let me just get a few things going here this morning. I definitely want to tell you all about this awesome, powerful woman who is coming to our broadcast today. We've invited her on the show, and she's going to come. She is also known as the Ebony Archer, the Inspirer. Okay? So she goes around. She writes inspirational music. And I think she's also a coach as well. But I'm going to bring up her bio, and I'm going to tell you a little bit more about this fantastic, wonderful person that was born and raised in Harvey, Illinois. Ebony Archer has been using her gift of music since an early age. So at the age of six, wow, she got started at a very, very young age. At the age of six, she began singing in the church where her gift was discovered. Well, isn't that just right? You know, a lot of people had their gifts discovered right there in the church. In the year of 2000, Ebony joined Walt Whitman and the Soul Children of Chicago at the age of eight. Wow. That's so very young to be in such a powerful group. With that group, Ebony has sung in front of audiences ranging in numbers and have shared the stage with great people in the industry such as Yolanda Adams, R. Kelly, Celine Dion, Donnie McClurkin, and so many more. Through the musical experiences and vocal training and learning how to have great stage presence, it has molded Ebony into a gifted singer. And because of her inspiring voice, she is now known as the Inspire. Wow, that is some bio. Oh my goodness. So I want you all to help me, and I mean, I could go on. There is some other powerful things in Ebony's bio, but what I'm going to do is I want to bring her to you right now, and we'll continue to talk to her and get some of those other juicy tips out of her about her bio. So she's on the line now, and I just want to welcome her to the show. Good morning, Ebony the Inspire, and welcome to All About Entrepreneurs.
Thank you so much. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Wow. You know, you really have some impressive things going on in your bio. And I just want people to know that, you know, that we have you on the air and how awesome some of these things that you have done and some of the people that you've shared the stage with. I mean, just the very fact that you started singing at a very early age. Apparently, you found music to be your calling, or is it just something that came natural to you and you decided to do it? Tell us, how did this all happen, and what was going through your mind at such an early age?
I started singing at the age of 4.
Wow.
You know, it was just me. Just, you know, back then with the Lion King, so I was a big Lion King fan. So we had the soundtrack. So I used to sing to it all the time. And it was my mom when I was singing one day, and she decided to put me in the little children's choir at my church. And one day I sung a solo. It was during Easter, and my pastor really saw that I had a gift. And he really started me singing in church. And after I started singing in church, I started singing everywhere, you know, different church services and funerals and all over the place. And so when that happened at age 8 in 2000, I joined Walt Whitman in the Soul Church Chicago. And, you know, that's where I really saw the, you know, how a work was. You know, sometimes, you know, we see singers on TV and we think, oh, okay, we see all the fame and the money and all that. We don't realize how much work is behind the scenes. We don't know how to stay up and practice. We don't know how, before we go on stage, we got to wait our turn. So I really saw the behind the scenes. It really taught
me. At a young age.
Yeah, at a young age. And it was just so, I think it was just a blessing for that season of my life, just to be able to sing in front of people, you know, of different races and different colors, and to be able to share the stage with people like Mary Mary and Don McClurk and Yvonne Adams and Nick Carter and Celine Dion, you know, to have that experience at a young age, I mean, it was awesome. And I learned so much, you know, stage presence and, you know, for different vocal techniques, things like that. And so from there, even though I saw what the kind of work that I had put in, it was definitely, it was more than a passion. I know this was something I was called to do just because it was something still in me when I was a young child. And so now, to be able to be a recording artist, to have my own entertainment company, to be able to put out music that inspire and motivate others is a true blessing. I know that allowed me to start early. And to, you know, go through those different things to help prepare me where I am now. So music is something I love. It's something that I've always been doing.
Wow. That is amazing.
Thank you.
You said you've been on the stage with, you know, the likes of the Donnie McClurk and then different people, and all the preparation that you had to go through just to get where you are, but you persevered. And so now I see that you're also, you have music out, and I definitely want, you know, we're going to give people your contact information where they can hear. We would absolutely, I know it's kind of early in the morning there, especially where you, I don't know if you're on the same time. You're in Chicago, so
right.
I believe you're not in the same time zone as we are here. We're Eastern Standard Time.
Yeah, we're Central Standard, so you're an hour before.
Yes, wonderful. But also, you know, at the age of 21, you released your first EP called The Breakthrough. Now, tell us about that. What's it, first of all, what is an EP? And How did you break into that, and what was that like? And just tell us a little bit about that experience.
I mean, EP is basically, it's like a mini CD, and it's a, mini CD that is composed of 4 or 6 songs. And so one of the singles that I have now, and, you know, everything that I do, all the music, is basically to inspire people. I believe that God has given me that gift to use my gifts to inspire people, to motivate people, to empower people to continue on doing and to find their true purpose and to turn that thing within them to keep going. And that thing within them is the power that God has given inside them to keep going. And so with this EP and with the song, God believed in me, and that's what I wanted to accomplish. Gotta Believe Me is the lyric single that's out now. And it's basically, what the title says. You gotta believe in yourself that no matter how many times you fall, how many times you mess up, sometimes in life we face so many things in charged relations. But that doesn't matter. You gotta understand that as long as you believe in the person that God has created you to be, in the sky's the limit, nothing is possible. All things are possible, but you got to believe in yourself first in order to make things happen, in order to achieve the things that you want to achieve and accomplish the goals and, fulfill the dreams that you have. So God Believe in Me is a really upbeat, EP. It's an upbeat, very inspirational. I got another song on there, Get Back Up. It's another, upbeat, inspirational to have people get back up no matter what. No matter if you fall, get back up. And so with this, I definitely wanted to have people just say, sorry, just keep going. We all go through things in life. Life always trying to knock us down, but we got to believe in ourselves, get back up, keep going, and don't stop. So, at the end of the day, that's what I want music to do, is to inspire others.
That is awesome, and I'm on your website, beautiful website. I just want you to know, if you just tuned in, you're listening to Ms. Ebony Archer, the Inspire, right here on All About Entrepreneurs. She's telling you how she started out at the tender age of 4, singing in the church. Her family members, her mom, her pastor, they noticed this gift in her, and they pushed her to her destiny. And that's what I want to let every parent know. If you're tuned in, a parent, or you know someone that is, remind them that they are to be paying attention to their children, to recognize these gifts and talents, and push their children to their destiny, because your parents, and it sounds like your parents, your pastor, and others did that for you. I also see here in your bio that you sing, and that's awesome, but what do you don't do? I also see here that you are an entertainment mogul. Now, tell us a little bit about that and some of the businesses, because we love entrepreneurs here and leaders. So tell us about some of your projects and things that you've done and businesses that you've started.
The first one is called Inspired by Purpose Incorporated, and basically it is an entertainment company that, we use different forms of entertainment, whether it's music, whether it's film, TV, or anything, plays or whatever the form of media entertainment is, we use that in order to spread the message of inspiration to society. And the reason why I want to do that, in the music industry, entertainment industry, all you see is reality TV shows, you see these celebrities coming up with all this negativity, with profanity and all this twerking, quote-unquote. You see all this.
Yes, I see. Wait a minute. Let's stop right there for a quick second. I talk to my students about this all the time because I'm just like so interested in how they feel about it. But they're not all of them are into it. But I saw somebody, one of my students said, "Oh yeah, Professor, they even have twerking in the church. No, twerking in the pulpit." And I said, "No way." She goes, "Yeah," and she pulled up some video clips off of her cell phone, off of YouTube, and actually showed me. But go ahead with what you were saying.
Yes, and when you're saying that, and that's the whole purpose of my company is that, you know, sometimes, you know, especially the youth, they emulate what they see. And sometimes people in general, you know, and sometimes when you look at it and when you see society or the media or especially mainstream media doing these things, it's going to cause the youth or anyone really to try to, you know, emulate that or try to live with society standards. Just because mainstream media has such an influence, especially on the youth, you know what I mean, today, because that's what they want to be like because that's all they see. And so in fact, you know, having that in mind, I wanted to change that, you know. I wanted to have more positive TV shows in the air, more positive music playing on the radio, you know, more forms of, you know, movies coming out. It's more of a positive message because if we have so much negative, we got to promote some positivity. We got to, you know, tell everyone, especially youth, that you don't have to do this to be successful. You don't have to do this to please others or try to live up to society standards. You know, because society doesn't even know how to please itself. And so with that, that's what I wanted to do. Of course, you know, I got my music out. That's one form. I got the Gotta Believe in Me documentary that I released in next year, 2015. And then it forms the other media. That's where You Speak Out came from. I was developed. And You Speak Out is the not-for-profit position. And basically that's where I allow the youth and the young adults to have a outlet and a platform to speak out, be heard, and showcase their talents. You know, last year we did have like title showcases and things like that for the youth. But now we have a radio show for the youth every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time. And then now we have a TV show that airs every Tuesday at 7:30 here in Chicago. And then we have been blessed next month, at the end of next month, to be on Dish Network nationwide. No 40 million homes of video on demand for a TV show. So those are the two, you know, businesses and organizations that I did start. And like I said, it's just to motivate and inspire others, especially you.
And so this is for, you know, like you said, through this generation, and you have a positive message, and we see so many negative things that's happening centered around our youth. And so do you feel that you're getting enough play as, say, a Drunk in Love song gets? I mean, quite frankly, if it was me, I'd rather have my daughter or son listening to something positive. And I know that because I have a grandson who's only 7, and I would love him to listen to more positive music. And I literally cringe if I'm thinking that he's listening to something that's telling him to go get drunk and to if he's 7, and if he's listening to something that's telling him to get drunk and to go make love or have sex, you know, on a surfboard or whatever. I'm just saying. So do you feel that your music is getting out there and then to our children, to our youth?
You know, I think it is. You know, I just fully released it just a couple of weeks ago.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank you. And, when you say that, you know, it's really impacting lives now. So I'm just trying to push it, just because, like you say, you know, when you listen to music, music just has such an influence. And when you listen to that constantly,
You
start to act it, you start to think about it, and all of a sudden you're doing things that you know you want to do. And it's not really because you want to do it, but when music carries a spirit. And so when you're listening to it, it actually goes within your spirit. And now you're thinking like it. You're trying to act like it. You know what I mean? You're trying to do the things that end the song. And so I want to change that. And God Believe in Me, you know, it's a fun song. You know what I mean? The kids love it every time I go away and play it. They love the song. But when they keep listening to it, keep singing the words, all of a sudden they're going to start to believe. Why? Because when you keep listening to music, it goes within your spirit. And when you keep listening to something over and over again, you start to believe it. And, you know, when you sing, you know, a 7-year-old, and it's even hitting the kids 4, you know what I mean, because they listen to it too.
I know.
And so with me, I was trying to push my music, especially that song, as far as I can go, and I'm trying to get many people to listen to it because it's needed now. And now's the time to really reach the youth now because they getting them young. You know, starting 4, 3, 5 years old. That's how young, you know, they're starting. So we have to get them while they're that age. Wow. When they grow to a teenager, you know what I mean? They already have it. Because you try to reach a teenager now, it's going to be more difficult than reaching a 7 or a 5 or 4 year old.
And so, and so, where are you going? So you have your events that you have. So you're a singer, an entertainer, an entrepreneur. And what are some of the gospel? Are you going to be on any upcoming gospel award shows, or are you traveling somewhere? I mean, I think you ought to travel to the White House. It sounds like to me, you need to get a hold of Michelle Obama and let her know because I know she's very fond, and I think that's her business to be very fond of Beyonce, but maybe that's because Beyonce is the one who's contacted her and put her music. I think you need to, if you haven't done that, I think you need to write for Michelle Obama and send her your music and let her know that you have a voice and a message that is positive because it, our youth, I see that they're hurting, but I would like to hear your thoughts on that.
I definitely want to, and even my mom said something, and, you know, you could tell that's confirmation. She was saying, you know, because Michelle Obama had, you know, the health initiative, and she always trying to make a positive impact in the lives of the youth. And, you know, mom was telling me, you know, you should, so I said, Michelle Obama, I'm like, Mama, really, you know,
yes.
Me write a letter to Michelle Obama, you think she actually open it, and, you know, actually read it. She said, you never know what might happen, but if you can't say anything unless you try. At least you wrote the letter, sent it to her. At least you did say, I tried and tried to contact her. So I definitely want to write, you know, the letter, even with the mayor of Chicago here,
please.
To implement the God Believe Me campaign. And that's what I'm launching this
year. Yes,
and it's going to, you know, grow over the years. But what it is, it's not just me singing. You know, of course, we're going to have the God Believe Me conference. And starting this year, we're doing 3 cities. Next year, we're doing 15. And we're going to expand more in 2016. But what it is basically I'm trying to contact different youth leaders and youth organizations in each city. And I'm trying to tell them how they can be part of this movement because it's not only a movement, it's a mindset. I learned that when you change the mind, renewing the mind, the Bible says, be not conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Therefore, in order to transform your situation or transform your circumstances or the way you behave, you've got to transform the way that you think and your mindset. So we can tell you that you don't need to do all this. All this is not necessary. But believe in yourself. Believe in that person that God said you to be. That now all of a sudden you're going to start seeing positive things happen. You're going to see the way that you behave, the way that you act happen. And so that's what I'm launching this year is the God Believe Me campaign. Of course, I'm singing at different places. I'm doing 2 workshops this year with the youth for the Boys and Girls Club. And so we're doing a lot. And we got the TV show. I'll be singing in a lot of different cities and things like that. Just trying to spread this movement. And I want it to grow over the years. Because if we could do this now and try to get this mindset with the youth, we're going to see positive results. Because we, in order to help change them, we got to help change their mindset. And if we don't do that, then they still going to act the same. And so I just believe that this is something that God Believe Me campaign and moving. It's something that people should really, really want to be a part of. I think it will make a positive and lasting impact as well.
Oh, my God. Well, the single, you know, you're going to hear it live right here in just a moment or two. Gotta believe. And you gotta believe in yourself. And you're so right. You're so on point. And I just thank God that I got a chance to meet you and talk to you. And I met you right here on Facebook, which is a very powerful tool still. I know a lot of people think they've faded away and moved away and went on to some other technologies like the Instagrams and all those wonderful things. But I met you right here on Facebook, and I am going to play your single in just a moment. But I also, we do have a couple more minutes, just want to commend you for what you're doing, how awesome that is. It's just, I just think it's amazing. I'm going to be certainly telling everyone that I know about you, about your single. Make sure that I get it. Play it for my students. Get my kids at my church. We have a youth group. So I go to Franklin St. John's United Methodist Church here in Newark. I am going to get it for them. Have you been to New Jersey yet?
No, I'm trying to come out there. I'm definitely trying to come to New Jersey.
Oh, well. Yeah. Well, we're going to get you to New Jersey. So, hello, when they call you and ask you, are you coming to New Jersey, you tell them, yes, I'm coming with some old lady named Coach LaLisa. But, yeah, you tell, listen, oh, my God, are you kidding? Oh, yes, you, and I wish, you know, I used to be on Harvest Radio, which is WKMB, though I still have connections there, but there's some people here, a lot of people in the church and different places. My aunt's church is in Philly. I'll get them involved. They also sing and do some things. But, and I just, have you been on Poppy Jones yet?
No, I haven't gone on there yet. So I'm trying to.
Okay.
Get there.
No, we just met. I just met a woman. I'm going to give your information to her. I just met a woman who does projects with Poppy Jones. So this is all God, you know. I'm amazed at him. And, I was just talking to her right before for the Stellar Awards. And they're down in Tennessee, and we're going to definitely do that. And I'm just, oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm just blown away. You're so positive. You're so young. You're positive. And it just takes my breath away. And I just want everybody out there to know about you and your music and what you're doing. You know, I know our young people, I pray that you'll be able to come to Cincinnati, Ohio in October, which is not that far from Chicago. It's only 5 hours. It's my home. We have an event there. We have a lot of young people who do show up for that. And so we got to talk about that. But this is exciting, and I want to get your music on and let people know your website. They can go to Ebony-Archer, Ebony, Ebony, dash, A-R-C-H-E-R, archer.com. So very simple. Her first name with a dash, her last name, .com. Please go to her website, order the single, get your church members, order the single. If somebody else brings you to New Jersey before I get a chance to, that I'm all good with that, because, you know, different people listen to this program and they'll, you know, contact you, and that's a beautiful thing. Just if you come, let me know you're going to be here, because I would love to, you know, be a part of that. But yes, go on. She has her events on her website. She has all the different CDs and the releases that you could get. See, you've got your 10th annual community day that you're involved with, the OK to Be Factor. I love that. Vindicated. I said so many wonderful, powerful things. So thank you so much for coming on to the show this morning. For those of you who tuned in, unless you have a question for Ebony, I want her to say whatever she has to say, and then we'll play her song. If you want to sing live, that's fine too. It's on you. And it was kind of early, so I don't know how you all do with your voices and stuff this early in the morning. But you certainly would.
Mm-hmm. There's a song, you know, everybody knows the song, but it's actually the first song, a song, and it's Jesus Loves Me. And always, you know, no matter how horrible I sound in the morning, because sometimes you just wake up. Your vocals will warm up. I always sing that just because, no matter what, because sometimes, you know, even though I get discouraged sometimes, I'm so young and, you know, trying to do this, and sometimes, you know, things don't work out where you want to, you know, things will come. They want to. Sometimes you guys, okay, God, I'm going to do this. I'm going to get funds for this. I'm going, you know, I'm trying to do this. And sometimes it's frustrating, but just to have the fact that Jesus will always love you. No matter if you fail, no matter if you win, no matter if you make mistakes, Jesus always loves you. And I think that is so comforting. And so I always sing this little bit in the morning or, you know, just okay. for a hot day. And,
go for it.
This I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones who are here below, they open this. Yes, Jesus, love me. Oh, yeah. Jesus, love me. Yes, Jesus, love me. Oh, the Bible tells me so.
Wow, that's what I'm talking about, the real singer, sing on the spot. Go, Ebony, that was that's what I'm talking about. I'm like, you're like, I don't care about the voice, what? My vocals will warm up. I know that's right, you've been trained, I heard that. You know, a lot of times people are like, no, and I can't, and I don't want to, and I don't know. And I'd be saying to myself, like, oh, okay, so you really... Are you really? You sure you can do that now? But you just like, no problem, I got this. Wow, that was powerful, Ebony. Well,
you
know what? I'm excited. Now I'm even more excited. And your song, we're going to play that in just a second as we go off the air. I'll let that song play, and I'll definitely be promoting it on my website, on my Facebook page, and some others and those that are tuned in. And God bless you this morning, and just know that you've been officially inspired by Ebony Archer, the Inspirer. And, oh, like she said, you can be down, you can be up, sideways, or flipped around, but when you know that Jesus loves you, it makes the difference. And I just so believe that you have such a right now message for what the world needs today, especially our youth, that one of their problems is that they're not believing in themselves because they're spending too much time believing in some of these other things that I know I did when I was a young person. And I didn't know it. When I was a teenager, I didn't know what that meant to believe in Lil Lisa. And so I'm one of your, you have met me, but I'm one of your biggest fans. Okay.
Thank you so much.
Let me tell you, I'm one of your biggest fans, Ebony, and I've never met you other than right now. And I don't even think we spoke over the phone, just through inbox. And so I have a friend here, Cynthia Fisher. She does a lot of big gospel concerts. When I put her on this, it's going to happen, let me tell you. She brings in Spencer Taylor a lot in the Highway QCs. Now, this, and I think he was in the Chicago area. This man is about 90. But he's been singing gospel music for the past 80 years. And so she's really into, and she's really into gospel music. But I'm going to put her on this, and she also helps to sponsor other gospel groups like Fire. These just young guys, there's about five of them. I call them the gospel five heartbeats. And they're awesome. I would love to send you a clip of them if you've never heard of them. Have you heard of them?
Yeah, I heard of them. I heard of them, too.
Oh, you heard of them. Yeah, they're right here. I call them the gospel heartbeats because they just, but yes, so awesome, awesome. Well, everyone, thank you for tuning in. We're out of time, but Ebony, I just had to say those things because I just think you're a beautiful young woman and an entrepreneur in your own right. You have started companies. You have a radio show, TV show. You have, I think I heard you say you might become a coach. Was that you that said somebody told you ought to be a coach?
Yeah, I did say that. So I was thinking about becoming a life coach. So who knows?
All right, now.
You know what I had.
That is so awesome because he said that if we would meditate on him and meditate on his word day and night, that not only would he give us the desires of our hearts, but he said that everything we touch would prosper. And so everything we do, and definitely you put your hand to that, but you are certainly an awesome woman and powerful singer, entertainer, and you entertain us just on that little bit of song. So I just thank you so much. Everyone, don't forget, please go to her website, ebony-archer.com. Get her new single. Get it for your whole family. You got anybody in your life, your students, your church members, your family, your friends, your Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram friends, we're going to tweet this. This has got to go viral. I need young people to know that you can be positive, you can be saved, you can be set free, and you can be a mogul all at the same time. I don't know how you do it. When do you sleep?
That's a good question. That's a very good question. I don't know, but, you know, it's all about time management, too. And that's something my mom has taught me, excuse me, is learning how to manage my time well while I'll be able to get everything done and still get the rest I need. Sometimes, even as an entertainer, when you have so much going on, sometimes you don't get sleep sometimes. So she's teaching me how to manage my time more effectively. So that's what I get my mom for. For, you know, my parents, just to keep me on track. So that's a blessing as well.
Now I know you're very, young, and you have a lot more living to do. But what is one of the things that makes you most happiest?
I think I'm just so content. You know, just me, really, just knowing my purpose, knowing who I am. You know, what I mean, that's happy. I mean, a lot of to be this young, or you know, sometimes and even I didn't know who I was at one point, you know, how to use a lot of my gifts and, you know, who I was as far as my purpose, identity. But to really know who you are, to know why you're here, I mean, that's comforting because a lot of young people don't know that. You know, they don't know why they're here. And that's just a bad feeling not to know why God has placed you here, what's your worth. And when you don't have that, you feel so empty. Because not knowing what you're here for, feeling like you're nothing, you're worthless, because you don't feel like you don't have no purpose, it's a bad feeling. So just for me to know my purpose, to know I'm here, and to help other people find their purpose is the most rewarding thing at the end of the day. It's not about the fortune, the fame, and, you know, all the accolades. But at the end of the day, it's all about me helping people because there was somebody that helped me. And so, you know, that's the most thing that I'm really content about, is knowing my purpose and helping people get to know theirs as well.
Well, that's, so you're paying it forward. So you found your purpose. Someone helped you, and now you want to help others. That is awesome. So, yeah. Well, God bless you, Ebony. I know Chicago is a big, I don't know if you're in Chicago, you're in Illinois. Are you near Chicago?
Yeah. I'm right in the near Chicago.
So that's a big place. It seems like you can do some real wonderful things in there. In that town alone, it seems like they ought to have you. You should, boy, from what I hear, that sounds like we got a lot of positive things that they need right there.
Yeah, so we actually work on that too. So we did a Stop the Violence, a lot of Stop the Violence events actually last year as well. It's really Stop the Violence here in Chicago. So we'll be implementing this campaign here in Chicago, in New York, Detroit. This is a lot of cities that a lot of youth are dying and not suffering. And so we're trying to hit it all at once. Let's try to hit, you know, because it's an epidemic now, spreading. You know, it's just not in one spot anymore. It's really spreading. And if you don't stop that epidemic, it's going to get to a point where you can't. And we don't want that. You know, we're trying to save much people's lives and youth that we can. So I'm definitely trying
to. I'm sorry, but you want to just push that issue. But I just had to ask this question only because I know we only have a few minutes left and I definitely want to play your song. But I just had to quickly, if you can, you're good at that anyway. So what is wrong with the youth? Why are they so violent these days?
Number one, like I said, it's the mindset, of course. They emulate what they see. So, of course, like these rappers, you know what I'm saying? They talk about shooting up and drugs and all that. So they look at them as role models. Or somebody's a role model. People try to emulate what they see. So that's one of the main reasons. Number two, a lot of you are angry.
Okay.
They hurt.
Okay.
They're confused. They don't know what to do. Sometimes, you know, even I realize this, that sometimes you come to adults, they act like they've never been young, they act like they never did nothing wrong. You know what I mean? It was perfect all their lives. Sometimes they catch judgment. And when you cannot speak out, anybody, think about it, when you cannot speak out and you hold all that anger, all that hurt, you know, all that, you know, abuse and confusion inside of you, you're going to do something. You're going to do some things that you never thought you'd do. And it's going to really result in a negative aspect. And so with the youth, a lot of these youth, they're going through stuff. I mean, we had to account for way more stuff than 20 years ago. So they got all this stuff inside them. They've got an outlet. They've got a platform to speak out. They think they got nobody to talk to. So that's why they react. Because in order to really be healthy, have a healthy spiritual life, you can't hold on to things. And that's what the youth are doing. Because of that, they're just taking it on everybody. And so, you know, they've got to have somewhere a positive way to speak out. And so that's another reason. And that's something I went through, too. But sometimes sometimes you just feel like you're alone, and we don't want the youth to feel like that. Mm. So that's another reason, you know, as well. And that can result from the home, school life. Cyberbullying is another one issue. So you got a lot of issues and facts that will cause the youth to feel like that as well.
Okay. Well, I don't want to get cut off. I just had to ask a young person that, because, you know, as older people, I'm 58, so I know what I think is going on, but I want to hear from you young people. So that was an awesome answer. We're going to solve this problem. I'm standing with you, and we're taking it around the world. Everyone you've been listening to, Ebony Archer, the Inspirer, Ebony-Archer.com, go to her website. Now we're going to listen. We heard her sing. Awesome. Thank you so much, Ebony. Love you. God bless you. May he empower you and inspire you even more to do all that you're doing. May you be totally and positively effective. Today, draft your letter to Michelle Obama. Get it to her now. Do not delay. Don't wait. Get it to her. Get it to President Obama. They need to know what you got, because we're going to put this thing, this baby got to go to bed, these youth, somebody's got to be the voice, and I think it's going to be you. So go for it. Love you, and I can't wait to have you back on the show. Thank you so much again, Ebony.
Thank you so much for having me, Sarah. I thank God for the opportunity. Just let me come to your show and, you know, just help promote the song and everything. That's a blessing. That's all. Thank
please.
You. Well.
Oh, I know you are a blessing, and God bless you. God did it, not me. And we're going to have you on some more shows and some other people. But we love you. Enjoy the rest of your day. Everybody, this is Gotta Believe by Ebony Archer. Listen and be blessed.
I know I'm not if I just believe. I know I'm scared to reach my dreams. My vision's a bag and very deep. When no one's not me but me,
everyone, that is Miss Ebony Archer, go out, get the single. I want you to go get the single. I don't want to play the whole thing. I want you to go get the single yourself. You can purchase it. Now, I don't know if you can probably purchase it from the website or not. You can go to iTunes, and I'm sure you can go to other media outlets and purchase, but I'm sure if you go to her website, will probably be the best way to purchase this song.